Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 13th of December. I'm Brian, and I'm honored to be here with you today. I said buckle up. We're going to be flying through these minor prophets, and that's true. That's kind of how it ends in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, of course, we settle into the book of Revelation, where there's plenty of symbolism and a lot to consider there. Today, we begin the book of Obadiah. We also end the book of Obadiah. We'll be reading it in its entirety today. And pretty much for the rest of the year, one or two days in each book is where we'll be in these minor prophets, except for the book of Zechariah, which is a little longer. The book of Obadiah contains just 21 verses, making it the shortest book in the Old Testament. And it deals with a very long-running family issue. Contained in this one chapter is a prophecy of the complete destruction and doom of the Edomites. If we reflect back on the beginning of our adventure through the Bible, we'll remember this story of Jacob and Esau. Jacob's descendants became the children of Israel. Esau's descendants became the Edomites, and they were forever in conflict. When God delivered the children of Israel from slavery and bondage in Egypt, the Edomites wouldn't allow them to pass through their land on the way to the Promised Land. At other points in history, when Israel was being attacked and overrun, the Edomites stood by, silent, and God reached the end of his patience, and through the prophet Obadiah predicts their utter destruction. We have good application for this today, too, for although we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus and have been made children of God, therefore making us all family, all too often we see brothers and sisters at war with one another, or standing by silently, as brothers and sisters are destroyed before our very eyes. Perhaps they're getting what they deserve in our judgment. The book of Obadiah shows a very clear picture of how God feels about this. Obadiah. This is the vision the sovereign Lord revealed to Obadiah concerning the land of Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord that an ambassador was sent to the nations to say, "Get ready, everyone. Let's assemble our armies and attack Edom." The Lord says to Edom, "I will cut you down to size among the nations. You will be greatly despised. You have been deceived by your own pride, because you live in a rock fortress and make your home high in the mountains. Who can ever reach us way up here?" you ask boastfully. "But even if you soar as high as eagles and build your nest among the stars, I will bring you crashing down," says the Lord. "If thieves came at night and robbed you, what a disaster awaits you. They would not take everything. Those who harvest grapes always leave a few for the poor, but your enemies will wipe you out completely. Every nook and cranny of Edom will be searched and looted. Every treasure will be found and taken. All your allies will turn against you. They will help to chase you from your land. They will promise you peace while plotting to deceive and destroy you. Your trusted friends will set traps for you, and you won't even know about it. At that time, not a single wise person will be left in the whole land of Edom," says the Lord. "For on the mountains of Edom I will destroy everyone who has understanding. The mightiest warriors of Timon will be terrified, and everyone on the mountains of Edom will be cut down in the slaughter. Because of the violence you did to your close relatives in Israel, you will be filled with shame and destroyed forever. When they were invaded, you stood aloof, refusing to help them. Foreign invaders carried off their wealth and cast lots to divide up Jerusalem. But you acted like one of Israel's enemies. You should not have gloated when they exiled your relatives to distant lands. You should not have rejoiced when the people of Judah suffered such misfortune. You should not have spoken arrogantly in that terrible time of trouble. You should not have plundered the land of Israel when they were suffering such calamity. You should not have gloated over their destruction when they were suffering such calamity. You should not have seized their wealth when they were suffering such calamity. You should not have stood at the crossroads killing those who tried to escape. You should not have captured the survivors and handed them over in their terrible time of trouble. The day is near when I, the Lord, will judge all godless nations. As you have done to Israel, so it will be done to you. All your evil deeds will fall back on your own heads. Just as you swallowed up my people on my holy mountain, so you and the surrounding nations will swallow the punishment I pour out on you. Yes, all you nations will drink and stagger and disappear from history. But Jerusalem will become a refuge for those who escape. It will be a holy place, and the people of Israel will come back to reclaim their inheritance. The people of Israel will be a raging fire, and Edom a field of dry stubble. The descendants of Joseph will be a flame roaring across the field, devouring everything. There will be no survivors in Edom. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then my people, living in the Negev, will occupy the mountains of Edom. Those living in the foothills of Judah will possess the Philistine plains and take over the fields of Ephraim and Samaria. And the people of Benjamin will occupy the land of Gilead. The exiles of Israel will return to their land and occupy the Phoenician coast as far north as Zarephath. The captives from Jerusalem exiled in the north will return home and resettle the towns of the Negev. Those who have been rescued will go up to Mount Zion in Jerusalem to rule over the mountains of Edom, and the Lord himself will be king. Revelation chapter 4. Then as I looked, I saw a door standing open in heaven, and the same voice I had heard before spoke to me like a trumpet blast. The voice said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must happen after this." And instantly I was in the spirit, and I saw a throne in heaven, and someone sitting on it. The one sitting on the throne was as brilliant as gemstones, like jasper and carnelian. And the glow of an emerald circled his throne like a rainbow. 24 thrones surrounded him, and 24 elders sat on them. They were all clothed in white and had gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and the rumble of thunder, and in front of the throne were 7 torches with burning flames. This is the sevenfold Spirit of God. In front of the throne was a shiny sea of glass, sparkling like crystal. In the center and around the throne were 4 living beings, each covered with eyes, front and back. The first of these living beings was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a human face, and the fourth was like an eagle in flight. Each of these living beings had 6 wings, and their wings were covered all over with eyes, inside and out. Day after day and night after night, they kept on saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is still to come." Whenever the living beings give glory and honor and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down and worship the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever. And they lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased." Psalm 132, a song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem. Lord, remember David and all that he suffered. He made a solemn promise to the Lord. He vowed to the Mighty One of Israel, I will not go home. I will not let myself rest. I will not let my eyes sleep nor close my eyelids in slumber until I find a place to build a house for the Lord, a sanctuary for the Mighty One of Israel. We heard that the ark was in Ephrathah. Then we found it in the distant countryside of Jair. Let us go to the sanctuary of the Lord. Let us worship at the footstool of his throne. Arise, O Lord, and enter your resting place, along with the ark, the symbol of your power. May your priests be clothed in godliness. May your loyal servants sing for joy, for the sake of your servant David. Do not reject the king you have anointed. The Lord swore an oath to David with a promise he will never take back. I will place one of your descendants on your throne. If your descendants obey the terms of my covenant and the laws that I teach them, then your royal line will continue forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Jerusalem. He has desired it for his home. This is my resting place forever, he said. I will live here, for this is the home I desired. I will bless this city and make it prosperous. I will satisfy its poor with food. I will clothe its priests with godliness. Its faithful servants will sing for joy. Here I will increase the power of David. My anointed one will be a light for my people. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but he will be a glorious king. Proverbs 29, 24, and 25. If you assist a thief, you only hurt yourself. You are sworn to tell the truth, but you dare not testify. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. Father, to think that we come into your presence and it looks like what we read in the book of Revelation, with this awe and majesty, this amazing and overwhelming sense of glory and righteousness. To think that you have welcomed us into your presence, but not just allowed us to come into your presence, but have invited us into your presence as children, as your children. This is beyond what we can comprehend, that the sovereign God of all things would look upon our lives with such value, that you would father us, that you would let us come into your throne room where you govern all things, the sovereign Lord of all things, known and yet unknown, as a child, and call you Father. What could we do besides worship you? And if we could keep our minds clearly focused on the fact that you, the sovereign Lord, have taken us as your children, so much would shift in our lives. And you've invited us this year to shift. And you've invited us to allow you to do some shifting in us. And even as we look forward to the new year, falling into the rhythm of walking with you in the face of all the shifting that's happened this year, it seems as if you're not done changing some things in us. And so we want to throw ourselves open wide before you and truly say, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come, and trust you completely and fully and allow you to do anything you want to do, knowing that whatever you do is for our good. So come, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, into our lives. Continue the shift. Show us the things that are changing. Show us the things that need to go. Show us the things that need to come. As we move through this season of longing, looking forward to a day of celebration of your arrival on Christmas. Shift us, God. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And of course, the website's the jumping off place in the community. If you go to the website a lot, you'll notice some things are shifting around and changing there. We're working behind the scenes and implementing a lot of new things. Some new technologies. Just, it's a lot of work. But while you're there, you will notice the banner for the Daily Audio Bible Women's Captivating Retreat coming up this April 4th through 7th. You can now register for this event. So those of you ladies who have been waiting and waiting and waiting for the event to come up, you can now register for it. Husbands, you may have heard me talk about Wild at Heart and Captivating throughout the year. These events are pivotal, and it's a great idea. It's a great Christmas idea to send your wife, but either way, it's a great idea. You can now register. And, of course, registration's first come, first serve. So, register early. But there's a banner on the homepage, and it will take you to a page that will explain everything you need to know and allow you to register from there. The Daily Audio Bible store is in full swing, of course, for the Christmas holidays. Check out all the things that we have there. We have the Daily Audio Bible Christmas box this year, and it's a good assemblage of items for a Christmas gift. It's the Passages Study Guide, the Passages book, Mike's book, Ancient Future Prayer. It's a stainless steel coffee mug that we created just for this season. Your choice of coffee or tea, and some Daily Audio Bible wristbands, some Daily Audio Bible cards for the passing out. It's a good value. We're also really trying to get as many of the Passages book into the hands of as many groups as we can. So we've created the Passages Study Guide. It's perfect for group study. By the time you go through Passages in a group, your group will have a deep hunger for the rhythm of the Word of God in their lives in the coming year. That's what it's designed to do. So if you're a pastor or a Sunday school leader or a life group leader, or you lead a Bible study at work or wherever, this is perfect. And we've created pricing that makes it very, very affordable. You can buy 12 passages and we'll give you the study guides for free. You can buy 24 passages and we'll give you the study guides for free. Or you can buy a case of passages, which is 44, and just give a bunch of them away and use them as Christmas gifts, but also use them for your group. And we'll give you the Passages Study Guide for free. Of course, the case pricing, like I've said in the past, this is as cheap as it can get, because we're giving it to you at our cost. So I encourage you to... We're just trying to get these into the hands of as many as possible. This resource will change things. And so I encourage you to partake of it. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, I certainly thank you. I certainly thank you from the bottom of my heart. And dailyaudiobible.com is the place to go. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. The next thing on our calendar is Daily Audio Bible Family Gathering Phoenix Style. And this will take place on the 29th of this month. I'll also be speaking the 29th and 30th at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship in Glendale, Arizona. And we're bringing the crew. We're bringing the whole family, and we'll be broadcasting live from there. So we're really looking forward to being with you in Arizona. If you want the details, email dabteam@dailyaudiobible.com. And we'll get you the particulars. I look forward to seeing you. Very, very much look forward to seeing you in Arizona. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. That's it for today. I love you very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Wayne Blakely from Know His Love in Vancouver, Washington. I'm calling today to ask for your prayers and for God's continued protection as I'm part of Coming Out Ministries. And we are going by invitation to Africa to share the truth about God's redemption from homosexuality. This is a topic that's not spoken about in Africa, kind of follows the United States at one particular point in time, and there's still people today that really don't want to talk about this, but what we leave in the dark grows like a bacteria. Asking that you would pray for our confidence in Jesus, our faith and our trust in Him, pray for our protection, and pray that many souls will come to know that there is freedom in Jesus Christ, and that it is not about becoming straight after being gay, but becoming holy, being drawn to the holiness of Jesus Christ, accepting more and more of Him into our life, making room for Him. Each day we are blessed as we continually put our trust in Him. We put feelings aside. Feelings can be natural, but they can draw us to darkness. If we followed all of our feelings, we would be in a great heap of trouble. So we choose to lay our feelings aside. We lay them at the foot of the cross of Jesus, and He has given us freedom from homosexuality. And today we live for Him. And to believe that it is His will that we go and share His gospel throughout the world. I thank you so much for your prayers. You can find out more about our ministry by going to knowhislove.com or also going to comingoutministries.org. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. I just am calling because God really spoke to my heart with Brian's reading the other day. And what came to me was how when Daniel was just such a witness and how God used that experience in the lion's den to change, just to have the king understand God's mightiness. And what really struck me was that it was the signs and wonders that our God used that brought about the fact that Darius was able to put a decree out that no one would be able to worship any god but Daniel's God. And family, I'm just coming to you because I spoke to my pastor about it, and I've spoken to a few people locally. And here in our little town of Maine, we're just going to be praying that God would show up in signs and wonders and use His signs and wonders as an evangelistic tool, just as He did back in Daniel's day, and that believers would come to know Him and believe in Him. Unbelievers would come to know Him and believe in Him, because there's just no mistaking that there's no one else but our God that can save and that can show Himself up in such a mighty way. And family, just join with me. And I hope next year this time I'll be able to call back and talk about the mighty things that happen, because we've all joined in prayer together. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family, and to Brian and to Jill, to everybody around the world who's ever listening. This is Tynish J, calling in from Cleveland, Ohio, just to say, again, happy holidays to everyone, and just to kind of have more or less like a praise report today. It's December 1st, Saturday's December 1st, and I'm just really happy about the year that I've had, the year of shift, beginning in January. Such a great accomplishment to know that I've gone through almost an entire year every day spending time in God's Word. And it is so true. If you abide in Him, He will abide in you. And I read the Bible maybe every now and then, maybe if I missed a day, I would pick it up and, you know, go right back and read maybe 2 days or listen in for 2 days so I can catch up. But every day pretty much for this year, and that's what I've done. And it has changed my life yet again. And I have a more deeper relationship with God. And it hasn't been easy. But it has been worth it. And I just want to say to everybody that has called in with prayer requests and maybe you didn't get the response or the answer that you wanted, don't give up. Don't be discouraged. keep going, keep living. We are persecuted, but we're not forgotten. And there has not been one pain this year, one tear, one heartbreak, not one sin. There has been nothing that has separated me from God's love and his touch. So I just wanted to, you know, say I'm happy. I'm grateful. I love God. I love you all. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa to each of you. And I am looking forward to a great 2013. Brian Jill, I'm looking forward to the rhythm and what that brings. Have a great day, you guys. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, this is Nick from Vancouver, Washington. I'm just calling in for a prayer request for my wife. Went through a really hard time right now. Lots of stuff going on. To pray for her, that would be great. All right, God bless you guys. Love y'all. Have a good day.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Sam calling from Vancouver, Washington, the lovely Pacific Northwest, and advocating for a DAB family gathering here. But my real purpose for calling is to say how thankful I am for you guys. And also, specifically, today heard praise report from Yola in Maryland. And just wanted to say, Yola, you are such an encouragement to this community. You've got a serious gift of prayer. So please continue to call in. If a ministry you have, just like Blind Tony and others who call in. And of course, whether you call in every week or every day or even once a year, or you haven't even called in before. In fact, I felt really led to call and encourage a person who's listening for the first time that you're not alone. There's a reason why you're listening today to this broadcast and that you found the Daily Audio Bible. Stick with it in whatever you're going through. Continue to listen to the Word and just talk to Jesus. That's all he wants you to do. That's all prayer is. A friend of mine once said, I don't talk to him like he's holier than thou. I just talk to him like he's a friend. So for that person who's listening for the first time, I just want to encourage you for that. And again, so thankful for all of you, especially in this Christmas season. Thankful for God's gift, each one of you in my life. Again, this is Sam from Vancouver, family Sydney, and Serena, Grace, and Judah. Wishing you guys all a great season, because I know this will be late around that time. So blessings to all of you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.